Good morning, everybody. It's been, I was gonna say it was a long time, but it's been more than that. It's been like a year, and it's kind of a weird way to start back the podcast because actually what I'm doing is recording my new blog post. Let me explain. In the very beginning, I was actually going to write my post, and actually I wrote it, and then out of nowhere, it disappeared. So I was going to write it again, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to record it because it's going to be much funnier. Well, for me first, because writing the same thing over and over is just not fun at all, but for you as well, because I am one to think that listening to things is sometimes a bit funnier than reading them. It depends, of course, but just having the option to change sometimes feels great. So today we are going to talk about negotiating an income. Yes, I know it's something that kind of nobody wants to do for real because it feels quite uncomfortable. Whether you are trying to figure out what income you need to ask for in a new company or when it comes to getting a raise maybe, and even if you are a freelancer with clients, sometimes it can get very hard to know exactly how to price your products. So today I'm not really going to go deep into products and stuff like that, but I'm going to go deep into the regular negotiation part of a job interview. So there are really, I think, three things that are extremely important to keep in mind when you go for a negotiation process. The first one is that you absolutely need to know what you can ask for and do your research. We are first going to talk about that. The second thing is that you absolutely need to have your own minimum wage. We're going to explain that later. And then you need to have questions. Same thing, let's see later. First thing first, let's talk about the fact of doing your research. It is extremely important that you do for several reasons. The first type of research that you absolutely need to do is a research on the company. You need to be fully aware of the things that the company has to offer, and you also absolutely need to know what kind of income they usually give their employees. So, for instance, if you know somebody who is in the company who was there formerly, or someone who knows someone who used to be in the company, you need to make sure that you can get the income of the person, and then you just compare with your degrees and work experience, and if it looks the same, you just ask for the same thing, and if it doesn't look the same, then you adjust, but you have a base. So I think it's very important. And also always keep in mind that a company usually has two possibilities. The first one is that they pay their employees a bit more than the usual market because they know they are going to ask a lot from them, or they pay their employee a little less because they don't have a lot of money, but they give benefits. That's the two best cases. Obviously, there are companies who are going to pay you less and ask more from you, but we're just not going to talk about these companies here. Let's just imagine that we are in a world in which everybody is going to be at least polite and respectful of your skills. So that's the first thing you need to do. Research the company and the abilities of the company, because you don't want to ask for too little, of course, and you also don't want to be here and ask for too much to a little startup, for instance, that's going to offer you a great lifestyle and maybe benefits such as, I don't know, restaurant vouchers, stuff like that, but that can't give you the money you're asking for, and the risk is that they will just never call you back, not because they don't want to pay you what you're worth, but because they can't pay you what you're worth, but they still want you and have other things to offer. So that's really the first thing. Just do your research. Also, do your research on a second thing, which is your own value. I would say, I hate that saying market value for people, but it's quite true. You absolutely need to know your market value. So if you have this or that degree, you absolutely need to know what it's worth, and with that work experience and all that, it's super important. Just don't underestimate that. It's like, you just can't go to a job interview with no idea of that, or you're going to settle for anything in order to get the job. However, you just can't do that. First, it's bad for you, of course, because you want a certain amount of money to live decently, but it's bad for everybody because you're just giving an example, and well, you just can't give that example, because then people who are going to ask for more are going to look like crazy people when actually it is their market value, but as you are getting paid very under that, well, the other person has no chance to get their market value, so it becomes a vicious circle. A circle? Oh my god, talking seems very complicated here. But yeah, you just don't want that at all. So, first point, do your research on everything, on yourself, on your company, your degree, all of that. Then, second point, have a minimum wage. Well, what do I mean by minimum wage? Well, in most countries, you have what we call the regular minimum wage, so it is calculated to be the minimum amount of money someone needs in order to live pretty decently. We all know that it's not that easy and that the calculus is not perfect at all, but the thing is that you absolutely need to know your very own minimum wage. Let me explain. To do that, you do three things. The first one is that you go and you research once more what is like okay in your country. For instance, usually you have websites in which you have the different classes of people in a country based on degrees and income. You just look at that and you see where you see yourself, and then you know that the income you're going to require is somewhere in that range of money of the class that you feel like you belong to. Then you need to have a look at the value of your degrees and work experience, once again, in order to know the things you just can't settle for less than that, because it's what you're worth, basically. So you can even choose like the very bottom of the degree value, the experience value, but still you need to stay in that money range. Or because, well, if you don't and you go to a job interview, it can also seem weird if you ask for so much less than what you're worth from a degree experience perspective. Really, if I am a job interviewer and I have someone telling me that they wish for, I don't know, 24,000 a year, and I know that they are worth at least 38, I'm going to be like, wow, what is that? The person, he's not self-confident at all, and you just want to appear self-confident and knowledgeable about the money you can ask for. And so last thing you need to research is the cost of life in your city. So for instance, the minimum wage that is okay in Paris is not the same that is okay in a little small town. Of course, the regular, the low minimum wage is going to be the same in the two cities, but actually people are never going to pay you the regular minimum wage if you live in a capital city. So you really need to know exactly what amount of money you need in order to live the lifestyle you want to live in the city you are currently living in or planning on going to for work. So then you have your three indicators, so the country, the area you are in from a weight perspective in your country, then your value from a degree experience perspective, and then you also have the minimum income you absolutely need to have in your city. So when that is done, you can just kind of do a cross study of the three and find an income. This is going to be your absolute minimum wage. For instance, if you live in a middle-sized town in France and you have a master's degree, you can ask, let's say, for 38,000 a year, okay? So this is going to be your 38,000 a year. You will never go underneath that. Then, when you are doing a job interview, depending on the rule number one and your research, if you see that the company is kind of regular, not very poor, or not the style of company to just give more to employees, but they then ask for more work than the regular hours, then you can just add 2,000 to that number. And so imagine that I was going to say 38,000, I say 40,000, so that the person can always negotiate, but I'm never going to downsize my minimum wage, my own minimum wage. If I mean, if I give 38,000, like in the beginning, the person is obviously going to try to negotiate, and if the person does not, there might be kind of a mistake on your side, and maybe the minimum wage you should have given is way higher, because usually employers do negotiate. If they don't, it means that 38,000 in that particular case is going to be actually super, super little compared to what you could have asked for. But then it feels like it's too late. So just be careful of that and never forget rule number one, do your research on the company. So those were my two first rules, the research and the have your own minimum wage. Also, bonus tip, always think about giving your wage and a yearly wage. Why? Because if you go and do like the monthly wage, it's going first to look less professional. Don't ask me why, that's how it appears. And then, second thing, well, a company can more easily tell you, okay, you were wanting 38,000. I can't give you X amount a month, but I can give you a special amount of money in March, for instance. And you're going to reach your thing, even though it's not the regular income you wanted per month. But in the course of the year, you're going to reach the 38,000. So it gives more freedom to the company. And from a psychological perspective, it gives them more will to just have you there because they feel like they have more control over your income, even though you are actually the one who were asking for that kind of income. So that's the thing. And then I have one last tip that is going to be ask questions. This can seem a bit crazy. I'm kind of planning on doing a post all about interviewing methods because actually I've been through quite a bit of interviews lately and in my life in general, and I've also led some of them. And I know that a thing that is quite more common than we think is weird interviews. So let me explain. Let's imagine that you have a job interview somewhere and then the person arrives and it's not the regular one. They are going to give you a test, for instance, about your knowledge of the company, and then you're going to feel very stupid if you don't have any knowledge or actually you can't answer the questions. Some of the questions are going to be maybe very hard, and if they are, it is just to put you in the perspective of someone who doesn't know anything and see how you would act if you were in a very tough situation like that. The test is not the proper test. The test is your ability to thrive in a very crisis environment. So that's the thing. But a lot of companies also are here to have you ask questions. We call that the reverse interview method. And actually, when it comes to negotiating income, you need to have that reverse thing in mind. Of course, if it's not a reverse interview, you don't want to be the one talking all the time and asking questions. But you want to keep asking questions because you absolutely want to have that sweet spot in which you are equal to the person in front of you. You don't want them to feel inferior because they are going to be defensive after that. But you want them to feel equal to you because you don't want them to see you as a tiny little thing they can pay less than they deserve. So it's very important that you ask questions and that you are active and proactive in the interview process. So yeah, it was for 2 days. I was going to say post. It was a post, but yeah, I really hope that the audio format was cool for you. It's always a pleasure for me to talk. I mean, of course, I love talking. But yeah, I hope it's fine by you, and I might do it a little bit more often. Not necessarily go from one format to the other, but mix them, because I used to do that last year. It takes quite a bit of time, let's face it, but I think it's very cool for you to have that choice and that latitude when you need to choose the format you want to have your post in and your knowledge in. So yeah, I just wish you an amazing day, and it will be a pleasure to see you next week. Bye!